Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Nehemiah chapter 3, verse 10. Next, Jedidiah, son of Haramath, repaired the wall across from his own house, and next to him was Hattush, son of Hashabaniah. I vividly remember meeting a missionary for the first time. It was at a children's mission in our local park, and with huge excitement, we were introduced to a real live missionary who'd been serving God in the Amazon rainforest amongst a tribe whose language hadn't yet been written down. Everything about his life seemed adventurous, and he'd clearly done a fantastic job of getting alongside the tribal people and finding ways of telling them that God loved them. It was obvious to me that this was exactly what Jesus meant when he told his disciples to go to the ends of the earth. If God has told you to go to the ends of the earth, that's great. I pray you'll get on really well there. But that wasn't all that Jesus said. Jesus told his disciples to start in Jerusalem. Most of us are not told to go to the ends of the earth. We're told to start where we are. In Nehemiah's account of the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem, he identified some people, like Jedidiah, whose task it was to repair the wall across the road from his house. For many of us, the work that God wants us to do doesn't involve a journey. Over the years as a minister, I've worked in a number of different places, but many people I know have impressively served God in one place and put down deep roots in that location. What matters is that we serve God with all our hearts, wherever we're placed. We must never overlook the importance of home. When Jesus commanded his disciples to witness for him in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth, he was saying, start where you are. It may be that one day God will call you to go on a long journey for him, but today your starting point is your home, your community, your shop, your office, your factory, or your school. So let me ask you a question. Where is God calling you to serve him today? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you've placed us exactly where we are. Help us to be faithful serving you in our local community. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available to you at any time. Thanks for joining me, and may God give you a really great day.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.